And now, our feature presentation.
And now, being recorded while being on Ambien, it's the most random show on the internet. It's TBK Live! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the only show on the internet that will cosplay as a sim. Welcome to TBK Live here on TBK Radio and TBKMagazine.com. My name is Richard, and joining me today is... Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Except we still don't have our little plumbos.
Is that what they're called?
I think so.
There's an actual term for that? I just thought it was the little green jewel
thing. I just don't know if I'm saying it right, but yeah, it has a name.
I now need to look... Did you say a plumbo?
Plumbo, I think. I think it's P-L-U-M-B-O, green. I think. Plumbo.
We need green thing above Sim's head. A plumbob.
I don't think... It doesn't have a B at the end, does it?
P-L-U-M-B-O-B. It's a plumbob. Hmm. Plumbob. Apparently, if there's a way, like, you can get a starbob to appear over their head, too... The only version of The Sims I enjoyed was SimCity.
I enjoyed Sims in the City.
I've played some of The Sims where you can be a person and like you can set things on fire, and I always do because I can't cook worth a crap
so,
in The Sims.
Right after, I guess it was probably about a year old, I had, I don't know what style Game Boy it was. It was the little ones that like folded up, the little square ones.
Is that the Advance? No. It might be the Advance. I don't know.
It's not the color. It may have been the Game Boy Color. I don't know. I had a blue one. Anyway, every time like I would get so far into the game, Zeke would wipe my game. And like I got to where I could play through the game so fast. I think I probably played that game like 20 times before I got to the end.
The fact that there was a Sims on Game Boy baffles me.
I think the story was, because it actually had a story mode. Like, the point of it was to play for the story, but not if you played it on, like, any other system.
Yeah, because it's just to make your life
better.
Yeah,
but there was an actual story to this one. It ended up with, like, there being, like, I don't know, like, aliens at the end or something.
That's the way to be.
I was really kind of disappointed when I got to the end, but...
My favorite thing in SimCity was to make this multi-billion-dollar city and then have a tornado hit it. It was great. Mm. Flood it, snow, everything. It's just like you get to be God to this city of people.
Intermittently, I play Sims Freestyle on my phone.
Do you know today's Pokemon Day?
Yeah.
I did not know that. So, what's your favorite Pokemon?
I don't know. I put a lot of time and effort into a Porygon.
A what?
Porygon. So,
but I do not play Pokemon.
Back when Pokemon Go started, they were really rare. And I hatched one. And so, like, nobody had one. And so, I put a lot of time and effort into it. But now, like, intermittently, you can catch them. Like, they'll have, like, special events and stuff.
The only way I was to ever hatch a Pokemon is if I were to take my phone and shake it like a shake weight so it made it look like I was walking. Because I'm lazy. Like, I'm not going to fucking walk.
That doesn't even work now. Like, sorry.
Like, it does on the Android.
That's like the end evolution of it.
Oh, so it looks like a woodpecker.
And that's a Porygon Z, you know?
It looks like a ballooned woodpecker. It looks like one of those balloon animal woodpeckers.
That's the first evolution of it.
That's a block animal.
Yeah, they all look different.
Well, yeah, I'm not the biggest Pokemon Pokemon fan. I played it. I play my
That's
favorite.
What I'm working on right now. It's a shiny version.
It looks like an. I like that.
It's a shiny version. Normally, it's blue.
Okay. To describe it at home. So it's
the second evolution of a Shinx. I've got a Luxio that's shiny. So it's it's like a gold color.
I was just gonna make up a Pokemon name and just say, that's what it looks like.
So it's Pokemon Day, but before too long, we're actually coming up on the fourth year of Pokemon Go. That'll be in July.
Yeah, because I remember Hillary Clinton yelling, "Hey, everyone should Pokemon go to the polls." Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so, because I figure I'll write about that because we've actually, my kids and I, you, my husband, are, we've been playing very consistently.
You and my wife will walk everywhere playing this game, and I'm so scared you're going to end up doing the sitcom thing where you walk straight into a light post on a street.
Haven't yet.
Yet is the key word. Yet. It's gonna happen. Yeah. It's probably gonna be Ashley.
I'm super excited, and I guess it's next month. My family and I were going to St. Louis for a day for a safari zone.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
Before we get started and more into this show, because we have a lot to discuss today. It is our C2E2 preview episode. We're gonna talk things we're excited about. We're gonna find out how. We're going to find out a lot today, I think. We're going to answer some Q&A questions that were sent into us, tbkmagazine@gmail.com. And I've got stories about being on Ambien. But before we get started on...
I told you to be careful with
that. Before we get started on today's show, don't forget to visit our store shop, TBK. Pick up a t-shirt from one of your favorite shows, including this one, Striking a Chord, The Winos, and more. Pick up that at ShopTBK, tbkmagazine.com/ShopTBK, and tell people you're a member of the Cult of Random. Also, don't forget to visit randomevolvemedia.com and pick up an autographed copy of Invincible Heart by Brian Tan and Kendra Satter. Or you can pick it up on Amazon in ebook or in the print form without the autograph. And all book retailers, I believe. Still haven't figured out if we have them everywhere yet, but I clicked the button to put them everywhere. So
you should check that.
I did on the other day and it didn't show up, but it says it could take up to like 3 weeks for it to show up. And I went, this fucking sucks at times. Want to thank you guys for making the Nutsy Awards our most downloaded episode of the year, which is kind of funny for me to say, but and I meant from Nutsy Awards from last year to this year, not 2020, because it is. But thank you guys for taking the time to listen to that. It's our C2E2 preview episode. This weekend, we're going to be in Chicago. Our plans have kind of went awry, because that's how it normally goes in life, because life decides to throw you some fucking curveballs all the time.
We've had well-laid plans for about 5 or 6 months. And then
my wife had surgery, and, well, everything went to hell. So, but hey, the surgery was worth it, so.
Yes, well, we want her to be healthy.
I have other statements to make. I will not say them on this show because her grandmother's probably listening, but...
I can probably fill it in.
Yeah, no, I just... It's not appropriate for me to say, but... I just go... Oh my God, I didn't put this on the list, but I got to tell you about this new show I've discovered. I texted you while watching it.
I don't remember.
Yeah, okay, so last weekend, I have stuff on our DVR.
Oh, yes, I do remember.
Yeah. So I decided to record a show one day out of the clear blue because I'm like, I need something to watch just to put on the background that's going to make me laugh. Like right now, I need comedy in my life. There's a lot of reasons why. Actually, a Q&A questions about this later. So, hey, not the show, but about why we... Yeah, all right. But I discovered this show called Extreme Love on Women's Entertainment. Don't judge me.
Yeah, whatever.
But the show is about these awkward couples. And my God.
Couples appropriate?
Yeah, no, it is, because it's like a daddy and his adult baby. And like he took her out. They're from Tennessee.
One time I was looking on Amazon for jumpers.
Yeah,
and I accidentally found like adult like onesies.
Yes, the ABDL lifestyle. So he takes her out to they're like 2 hours away from us, by the way.
Well, you know. Yeah,
I mean, but he takes her out to a bookstore, and the lady who owns the bookstore goes, "I was just happy to have customers today."
Nice.
I'm like, that's awesome, because she's being herself in the bookstore. I mean, it's not hurting anybody. It's just weird sometimes. But my favorite couple is this neuroscientist. Like this
teaches, huh?
Yeah. And this hardcore metal rocker guy who will not have kids because they have a collection of porcelain dolls they take everywhere. They have 50 of them and they treat them like family.
They don't take all 50 at the same time.
They take most of them. Yeah, they
that split seems like a lot of work.
It does. They like have strollers for all of them, and I'm telling you, this is the greatest show in television. I thought Sex Sent Me to the ER was great, and I was like, that show is fun. But this show, 100 times better than Sex Sent Me to the ER. There's a house in Colorado that is just devoted to kittens.
You do realize that this 100% makes you a voyeur,
right? I don't care. I've watched some weird shit. But there's a kitten house, like all these girls who are kittens, and they live in this house, and there's a magazine devoted to it. And I was like, and they have these huge parties, and like one kitten was jealous that the main cat was dating all the other girls. And I'm like, this is so much fun to watch. Like, I love learning about other people. I love documentaries. I think I've said that numerous times. I love the idea, but watching this show probably made me the happiest television viewer in the world. There was a guy who was who had a car, and he talked about each car he had sex with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, kudos to you, sir. I don't think I could stick my dick in a tailpipe, but whatever. His car of choice is a 1960s Volkswagen Beetle named Pearl.
Okay.
Just white. And then there was a woman who, the story is really sweet, but she loves, like, her love.
Her romantic love.
Is a airplane. It's a Boeing 737 or 727. It's an airplane. And the guy who run the airport that she went to see this plane at, that she's kissing all over, like she's kissing on this giant commercial airliner, which just great. But he told her, he's like, hey, I'll send you some replacement parts. She started crying. And I'm like, it's so sweet. But I'm like, this is so crazy. I don't want to be mad, because like, I don't want to make fun of you, because it's so sweet. Like, I don't know how to put it. But she and that airplane, like, he did. He kept sending her parts. Like, she has almost half an airplane in her apartment now. And I'm like, cool with you. That's an awesome lifestyle to have. But they set it up to where she could have 2 hours with this plane by herself. And the guys are like, hey, whatever makes you happy.
Some very understanding people there.
You know what? Everybody that these, like, everybody in this show who came around these couples were the most understanding people in the world. I don't know if it's just because most of the stories took place in, like, there was one in Arkansas and there was one in Tennessee. The Tennessee was the adult baby, and there was a polyamorous couple in Arkansas. I'm like, yeah, polyamorous couples are a thing now. They're becoming more popular. Yep. I think that's going to become the norm in like 10 years, because I don't think traditional marriage is going to be like the thing. Wow, I can't believe I said that on a show. But believe that. So
I think it'll actually keep more people together.
Oh, do you know the statistic behind swingers marriages? Like, I think it's around 80 to 90% of swingers don't get divorced.
Yeah.
That's an insane amount compared to just knowing that the divorce rate or the marriage success rate is like 40. Non-traditional marriages
stay together.
Yeah, yeah, because there's more trust. I can't believe we are having this conversation. But there's more trust in the relationship. You've got to be more open in those relationships. Yeah, they're hard work. Yeah, it's going to take a little bit more to make it actually work. But in the long run, you're going to be, if it makes you happy, you're 100 times happier. But yeah, but there was one where there was this swinger couple who wanted to meet, like, wanted to show this new couple the ropes. This was the most, like, she looked like she was having a blast. That dude was about as entertaining as a stick. Like, he had absolutely no
person. The new guy or the?
The new guy.
Yeah.
No personality at all. This other couple, like, the wife is, like, yelling and saying sexual things while in a Mexican restaurant while drinking a margarita. Like, come on, let's all do this together. Woo! And I'm sitting there going, I don't think I could handle you, but. So they throw this swingers party. They invite them. She's just running around, the wife of the older couple. Like the I don't know how to, what the term is, but the wife that's trying to
more
get
experienced?
This other, yeah, the more experienced wife is just running around this party naked. She's trying to have sex with a porn star that's there. Like, she's trying to have sex. They end up going home with, like, a completely different couple. The one girl's like, I could have fun. I had a little bit of fun. I put a guy in my corset. It was okay. Stick guy's like, yeah. That's it. That's all he has to talk. What kind of personality do you have? And now they're teaching couples about swinging. And I'm like, what the hell are
Maybe
you teaching?
Maybe he just doesn't like being on TV.
I thought that. I did think
or
that.
He's just not comfortable with attention on him.
Like, how can... Okay, so the lady who was throwing this party actually had it set up to where they had, like, multiple beds and bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And they had... They were able to have curtains go around them. And I'm like, that's genius for those type of parties. Kudos to you, because no one would have... I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah.
They had, like, a fondle me bed.
Like, you just get there and you just wait for people to show up?
Yeah, well, okay, so it's a bunk bed. But you could lay on the top, but there was a spot cut out for your boobs and, like, your bottom half.
That's weird.
Yeah, and the people on bottom could fondle you. Like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
That's weird.
And, yeah, so I watched, there's 16 episodes. I binged all 16 of those episodes with the wife over the weekend. All of them. And it was the greatest, like, we watched, like, four on Friday, and then we watched the rest of them on Saturday. But there was a few stories that are so sweet. Like, there's a couple, like, there was a trans woman get married and how she was never accepted. And she found someone who was, like, a former gangbanger. And he goes, I fucking never would have dated men. And now he's, like, the happiest guy in the world. And it's the greatest story you've ever seen. And it's just, like, their love. You could see they're in love. And you're like, I used to. So, like, all the whole time I'm like, certain stories would make me cry, some would make me laugh, but I go, oh my god,
because it's someone realizing that it's the person.
Yeah,
like, it's the person and not the body.
Yeah. And like, the first one we watched had an adult baby in it, and that dude, you can tell, was like, this ain't for me. This ain't for me. She has a normal adult life and everything, but she just comes home and just babies it up. And he's just like, you can tell. Like, he put her in the corner and he went out and smoked like half a pack of cigarettes. Like, it's great. They are no longer together. Well, they actually do follow-ups on all the stories. That made me happy. Because I'm like, I get to see what's going on. Thank you. Like, I want to know what's still going on with these couples now. One of them was cousins in Utah that wanted to, first cousins, that wanted to change the law that first cousins could get married in the state.
Nice.
They have a Facebook page. I did follow the doll couple on Instagram. Because I'm like, I want to talk to you. Legit, you are a scientist. This is cool as shit. Like, So that was my weekend. All day Friday, all night Friday, all day Saturday until like 9 o'clock. And now I'm like, well, what do I do now?
Well, if you ever get bored, you can go on Amazon and look at the adult onesies. And you can see reviews and photos of people in their adult onesies. It was a rabbit hole that I did not mean to go down.
Well, why not?
I was looking for, you know, a nice, elegant romper. And,
I love the fact that you're like, I went from romper to this.
Yeah, it just wasn't where I expected to go, but I did not turn back once I went down there. I was like, okay, let's see where this takes me.
There is a Sailor Moon one of those. I have.
Yeah.
I keep seeing
there
pop
was
up.
There was a bunch. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just actually saw one that says I Heart Daddy.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure I looked at that one.
I've been vocally clear about things on these shows before, but like I love sex. I love these type of shows because one, it's like the weird part of people, but then it's like, I also understand the weird part of people a lot more than I probably should.
Well, you know, of course, working in women's health, like, people tell me things and they always start off with, you've probably never heard anything like this before, but, and I'm like, you might as well tell me. Someone's probably told me before. If not, they're going to tell me again in the future. So go ahead. And so, I mean, I just hear things and file it away. So, I mean, it's not like I'm ever surprised by any of this stuff. And when I do see something that's different, it's just curiosity. I'm like, let's just go ahead. So I'm like prepared for when someone does tell me about it, you know?
Well, I might as well ask the question. I'm not going to ask what they told you, but did you ever Google anything afterwards?
I really have not found any, like a patient's never really told me anything that was like so surprising that like I was just terribly caught off guard.
Yeah.
They really have not.
Well, that's a plus. Oh, this one dude took his sex dolls everywhere, including a doctor's appointment.
That would probably be worrisome.
I was like, and he was complaining about back issues. And I'm like, it's because you're picking up 75 pounds every time. Like, they're not for sex. They're just to pick
companionship.
Up.
Companionship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's married.
Yeah.
Like, he has, I think he had six dolls. And then he also has the doll from Lars and the Real Girl. One of the actual dolls from the movie. So I'm like, I guess if you have sex with it, you're having sex with a celebrity.
I have had to get better at telling people to get rid of their bedroom accessories when they have diagnosis of STDs. Because I'm like, why do you keep coming up positive? And then I'm like, wait a second.
Oh, you gotta.
What are you doing?
Kids. Anybody out there who has sex toys, make sure they're properly cleaned.
Yeah.
That's not something I thought I'd ever talk about on live, but hey.
Because some of the nurses are like, why are you talking to patients about this? And I'm like, because their STDs won't go away.
There has to be a reason this is happening, and it's probably the butt plug.
Someone's got to be an adult and talk to them about it.
Oh, my God. How was your weekend?
I was sick.
That's right.
I was sick. I legit. So we got new couches. We got rid of our old broken down sectional. We bought two leather couches and they're identical. They were like, why won't you buy a love seat and a couch? And I'm like, because the stupid love seat is the same size. It just has a console in the middle for cups. And that means like it takes up the same space. Only two people can sit there. Like, I don't want to do that. Just give me two sofas.
I like the chair idea in theory like that. In theory.
I don't, like, if it's going to be the same size, let me have three people sit there, not two. So we got two sofas and both ends recline. The middle section doesn't. And I legit just didn't move, like, all weekend. I even slept there.
Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't text you except for to talk about the sex show. So
yeah, I didn't. The boys started watching the IT Crowd.
Good choice of
So, like, they just sat there with me and watched TV. And then when I would fall asleep, they would leave and they would turn off the TV. And I would wake up and I'd be like, you guys didn't have to go anywhere. And they're like, oh, we were afraid to bother you. And I was like, no, like I fell asleep with the TV on. Like it wasn't going to wake
me up. We couldn't hear what Maurice was saying over your snoring.
Yeah,
Mom.
Thank you. That's nice. But yeah, they're really enjoying that show.
It's a great show.
So, yeah. But that's what I did. I slept.
Yeah, I forgot you were sick this weekend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still have a little bit of a sore throat, but it's not as bad.
Jesus, woman.
It's not as bad.
I was. Gonna...
I don't think it's, you know, anything too terrible.
So over or under 300 or over or under 500 masks this weekend. And I don't mean cosplay mask. I mean like medical mask. That's my bet for C2E2.
I say under.
I'm going like 2000. I think we're going to see them on everybody. Because apparently Walmart's running out of mask.
I could have grabbed some from work if you wanted it. But I didn't think of any.
I want a bejeweled one.
Well, we could have made you one.
Yeah, I saw Shane Dawson get one in a video. I was like, I kind of want one of those now for this, like if this happens. But so I got prescribed a new medicine to sleep. And if anybody who knows me knows, I don't ever sleep. And I went 3 days without taking it this week. I was up all night. I'm like, oh, crap.
Did you break it in half like I told you?
Yeah, and I still, it didn't.
Did help?
No. So I'm like, I'm going to have the full pill. I'm like, oh, crap. So no, I think it was the other medicine that was causing the sleep. Because now I'm kind of wiry again, so that's fun. It either could be that or the coffee. I don't know. Right. But I got prescribed Ambien, and all of my friends have told me, including you,
yeah,
have told me that there is you do some weird shit on Ambien. And the first night or second night I was on Ambien, I was like, I'll take the Ambien and I'll watch one of my favorite YouTubers. Because I was like, I'm fine. I can stay up like 20 minutes after taking it. Not a big deal. Next thing I know, I'm going to bed. And I remember going to the bedroom. And I remember hearing Ashley go, oh my fucking God. Because all she could smell on me is peanut butter. So she gets me, she turns on her flashlight, looks at me, gets me out of bed. I cannot function. Like I, you know, when you deadweight yourself and you're like, I don't want to go anywhere when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. If you did, I was doing that as an adult. I had to be washed off like a child. I guess apparently I was having my own adult baby moment. But so I guess I made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my Ambien state and decided to eat it without my hands like a puppy, because that's the only way that this makes sense. Because I had jelly all over my face, jelly and peanut butter all over my face down to like right below my nips. Like, how do you get that there? My hands were fine.
Did you roll in it?
Apparently. Like, my hands weren't sticky at all. So I'm like, I had to evade it without my hands. Like, I had
did you
to just
like,
dive into it face first.
Did you, like, put the butter knife in your mouth and make the sandwich? Like, you were going to be, like, hands free.
Like, probably just sitting there like, I got this. And just shaking it. I don't know. Like, apparently... Ashley said she couldn't find a butter knife, but there was like three spoons laying on the floor. And I went, oh my God. So I guess I made a sandwich with a spoon. Yeah, that can't be easy.
Yeah, so I told you that a friend of mine, his wife forbid him from taking it anymore because she would get up and there was like empty bottles of Mike's Hard Lemonade and Smarty wrappers like all yes. over the house. And she was like, you've got to stop this. She was like, I don't know when you're drinking these. She was like... But you're, like, getting up and going to work, and apparently you're drinking in the middle of the night. She was like, you've got to stop, and you're leaving trash everywhere.
Yeah, I learned a very valuable lesson. So that was an experience of getting, like, just washcloth by my wife, like I was four. Needless to say, I don't watch YouTube anymore while taking Ambien, but I still try to talk in my sleep. So that stuff's fine. It is what it is. But I'm sleeping, so I guess that's a plus. Like, I'm getting 8 to 10 hours a night now, which is probably way more than I should.
And you're putting up your device, so
yeah.
Like, that's good at least. You're not sending...
I came very close one night of sending... I wanted... Because I was still drafted. So I went, oh, thank the Lord, of sending I Love You, Let's Do Butt Stuff to somebody. And it...
Was it your wife? Because this
no.
is where you should have said yes.
No, no, no. And it is a fellow staffer. And I can't look him in the eye. So... I was like, thank God I didn't send that. But...
Are we going to see
yeah,
him
no,
this
it's Brody. it's Brody. But like, I was like, oh, thank God I didn't send that. I haven't sent any Ambien text outside that I drafted that one and I drafted a Facebook status.
Yeah.
Yeah, that says, this is Sparta or call me Spartacus or something to that extent. Like, all right, whatever.
Yeah. Ambien is just like determined to make you really stupid.
That's what I need to do a show is just pop one of those one day and just see what happens. Like, let's, you know.
But I'm telling you, like, it's very tricky because it's like when you're taking the like when you are using Ambien, you feel fine.
And
like
then,
you feel like I got this.
It's tequila.
I'm sober. I'm completely in control.
And then
you wake up in the morning and you're like, what really happened? Like, you have like a foggy memory.
Why am I dressed like Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, and you just have like this super foggy memory and you're like, did I Amazon shop last night?
I have not done that, but that I know of.
Well, if a bunch of packages show up.
They've been showing up, but it wasn't because I ordered them. I was like, oh, God. I got our first PR package in the mail.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was, and we had to go have National Pancake Day dinner with her family, and I was so mad I hadn't got to open the package yet. I was like, oh, my God. And then I got to open it, and yeah, that was awesome. I'll save it for later. I can't talk about it until we review it. But I'll show you later. It is coming with us to Chicago, though.
Nice.
But yeah, that was a... Yeah, Ambien's great. Because like 1 minute, you really do feel like one minute you're great.
You feel like you're fine.
And then the next minute, you wake up with your hand in some peanut butter. Like, yeah. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That stuff's dangerous, but it is what it is.
Well, I built a tolerance to it. It didn't do anything, so...
I feel I'm going to end up getting there, and that scares me, but yeah. I'm sleeping really, really well right now, and I'm going, I don't know if I care.
Yeah, I said something to Jesse about it the other day about how it doesn't, like, have any effect on me anymore. He was like, oh, really? Like, I think he was disappointed.
Yeah, because you shouldn't take more than one. Fuck.
Well, I still only take one.
Well, I know some people, somebody told me they took three one time. And they should not. What the hell are you doing?
They should not. In fact, the dose for women is actually recommended to only be 5 milligrams, which is half the pill.
Yeah, it's prescribed. It's a 10 milligram pill.
Because most women apparently metabolize medicine differently, but most women metabolize medicine slower. And so when they wake up, it's still in their system. And so they get up, they go drive, and they function. And they feel conscious, but it slows down their reaction time, and they're more likely to get into accidents and things like that. So the recommended dose for women is actually 5 milligrams.
Talked about this last week. I feel like I'm high 90% of the time. I don't know if it's because of the Ambien or if it's because of the other pill I'm taking. Like, I don't know which one it is, but I'm like... It
could be combination.
Like, I feel decently well. Like, I feel like I could conquer the world 34% of the time, so... which is a very odd number.
Is it up from what it was?
Like 4? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's up 30%.
We're winning.
Hey. We did this last time. We did this before a convention a long, long time ago in a galaxy not far away. 2018, we answered some questions. Yeah, it was 2018. I was trying to remember what year it was. It was right before we went to Chicago, too. So that's kind of funny. We are going to answer some of your questions. First question is, will you guys do more interviews?
With whom?
Just anybody. We got a lot of requests to do more interviews. I like doing interviews, but I hate asking people for interviews.
I hope that we get to.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Like, feel like you're a bother?
Yeah. It's not the rejection, because I'm like, I got rejected enough in high school. I'm cool with it.
I hope so. I mean, there's someone that both of us would like to interview. A group.
Oh.
A little family group.
Yeah, yeah.
Who
got talked about on one of our other shows this week.
I like them a lot.
In a love-hate situation. Yes. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think Zeke hates them even more now. He didn't know he disliked them before, but now he hates them.
Hashtag walk skip tickle.
Yeah.
if any of you hashtag that, I swear to God.
yeah, so... I think both of us enjoy meeting new people, and
I'd rather do face to face interviews than Skype.
Yeah,
I learned that last year with doing Camilla DiRico at Kansas City, because I'm like, okay, so you get to at least feed off the person's facial expressions, and you can have a fun conversation. It was kind of weird. I'll never do another convention floor interview. That fucking sucked. But like, I love talking to her. But like, having the noise in the background, I'm like, yeah, I can't do that again. But outside that, I hate doing Skype interviews because I feel weird. I absolutely feel weird. It's like doing a face-to-face show, like us doing a show, is so much easier than me doing a Skype show. Right. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just because the person's here. We might add video eventually so I could see the person, but... I mean, nobody wants to see my fat fucking face. So, I mean, it is what it is. Like, we talked about video for a while. Right. Doing video, like, putting a video feed in there. The thing with interviews for me is I just hate asking people for it. Like, I got, you know, like if they seek you out, that's one thing. But if you ask them, it's just, it feels awkward. Like, hey, you want to do an interview?
I think maybe when we get to the point where we can expand our space.
Yeah.
And dedicate more time. Not that we're not dedicating more time, but to where maybe I can dedicate more time full time. You know, again, it's a constant progress and we're moving more into the direction that we want to go, but we're not there yet. So maybe when we get to that point, we can do it a little bit better.
I just got sent the news story of a girl who did makeup brushes for Parkinson's.
That's great.
Patients. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the interview process is weird. Like, I would...
But if there's anybody out there who's like, hey, I would like to do an interview and, you know, they have something to promote, to discuss.
Unless you want to come on here and just do center crap with us. And I'm fine with that, too, because, fuck, that show's easy to record. But there's just... I also hate going through the... What got you into this conversation? Like, I try to come up with questions that are not the same question that every... like. The artist or whoever we're interviewing is going to hear every time.
Yeah.
And that becomes really hard at times because especially when you don't know the person.
Right.
Like last year when I did the interview with Billy, I had no idea about Billy Dixon. He's a pro wrestler and I had no idea. And I did research and we started talking, but I got to know him. And then I was like, oh, I can take this one question and base my entire interview off that one. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
Occasionally you'll get someone lucky. But it's rare. But like I hate asking like what got you into, like say we're talking to a comic book artist, what got you into comics, who's your inspiration? Those questions get old.
It's easier when you have someone that's more willing to converse.
Oh god, it's just having like a two word answer.
To someone who really literally wants you to sit there and do questions and answers.
Like coach you through the interview, like
right.
Like do you like bugs? Yeah. Okay.
Like, if you're not going to expand upon your answers, it makes things really difficult.
Yeah. Interviews, I think they do well. Like, if you're a listener at home and you're listening to it, that's great. They're going to get a little bit more play than most shows do sometimes. But they are difficult in doing. And that's one reason why we don't have as many as I once thought we were. And I'm like, at one point I was like, we're just going to turn one of these shows into nothing but interviews. And I went away from that idea because I went, that's a lot of just planning because you have to work around everyone else's schedule. Cause my schedule is the easiest fucking schedule in the world to work with. Cause I'm like, what time do you want to record? Just give me a time and I will be ready to go. And Manda lately is like 9 o'clock at night. All right. Which is probably the best time for me to record, by the way. But outside that, it's like, you might have to do an interview at like 6:30 in the morning. And I'm like, no. And I've had to do that one of those, and those suck. Or you have to do an interview with a musician after being at a convention, setting it up for 9 hours mm-hmm. and wanting just to punch a wall at the end of the day. Like that happens. So there'll be more interviews. I just don't know how many more.
We just can't predict when or where or how. Or
I mean, we got reached out to by a few people in conventions, and that always makes me happy. And like some of those might happen. I just don't know if they'll happen on the convention floor because that editing process sucked. There's a show we recorded at Starcast in Chicago where you can actually hear the kitchen, which we're nowhere near where the kitchen was in the hotel, but you can hear the plates in the kitchen. Ding!
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I've been listening to a podcast that is done in Australia, and I can hear, like, kookaburras in the background.
Yes! I love kookaburras.
And they don't even try to, like, audit it or edit it out. Audit. They're just, they're just like, sorry about the kookaburras. And I'm like, okay, they're just really loud.
Someone had you a question since your dream job is possibly being in a bookstore smelling coffee mm-hmm. all day.
Yeah.
Favorite books to read?
It changes.
Well, I say genre. I'm not going to say like a favorite book.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm like, I'm not going to go out of my way and tell everyone my favorite book is fucking
Animal Farm. I was going to say it changes. It's too hard. Sci-fi fantasy. They kind of overlap. So definitely sci-fi fantasy.
I think humor. Like I don't know. Like I just read whatever. Somebody will put something in front.
I really don't like political thrillers or.
I love those American history fiction style, but I love Dan Brown. I freaking love the Da Vinci Code. You give me 100 style, like 100 different styles.
I've actually read that one and read the sequel, so I don't mind that one. But
I love books where it's like realistic fiction. Like I'm all like, you give me that and I'll read it.
Now I do love science fiction when there's like legit science in it.
I think that's a dig at something, but I'm not gonna say what it is.
No, like a lot of science fiction, and it's fun if there's not, because again, like a lot of fantasy and sci-fi crossover, and that's fine. But like if you can back up your science fiction with like some real science and you've researched it, that's pretty cool.
And sometimes that works and sometimes it does not.
No. Sometimes you put too much science in it and it just like...
It becomes boring.
It gets to where I'm like reading a textbook and I'm like, mm-mm.
Science was one of my least favorite subjects in school.
I know, it was one of my favorite.
But like there are just times where...
Science and literature was my favorite.
Yeah. There are times when a sci-fi book has just too much. And like, also, I hate when you get overly descriptive. I know this is dumb because you have to be more descriptive in books, but when you're Nathaniel Hawthorne describing a rosebush descriptive, you need to stop.
As an adult, I have a better appreciation for Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Still hate him. Think
he's an anti-transcendentalist, and I actually... Like I said, as an adult, I have a better appreciation for anti-transcendentalists.
I like The Crucible more than I do The Scarlet Letter.
I like The Scarlet Letter.
But that's because we were forced to read it in high school. And that book turned me away from almost reading for at least a year. Like, that book pissed me off. We used to, my best friend and I used to sell the summaries of each chapter to students who wouldn't read. And made about $700 that year, so hey.
Yeah. Friends of mine had an English class right after mine. Like, we had the same teacher. So I had English class, we had lunch together, and they had English right afterwards. And so I would always tell them, like, what was on the test, what answers there were, like, because they struggled, and, I mean, I did not. So I'm like, hey, guys, this is what's coming up. Get ready.
At least you didn't give them the test.
No, I did not.
I know some students. There are some people out there who would give tests to later hours at my school.
No.
We never did that. No, but we did sell the summary of the chapters until the teacher found out we were selling them. We would just print them off the internet.
And I didn't sell anything.
I mean, if you can make money, if you can have a side hustle going in high school, I mean.
No, they were my friends.
Well, these people were our friends, too. We still were side hustling them.
I just knew they struggled a little bit more.
These are also the same people I took money from in a poker game while sitting under a picture of Jesus.
I don't know that why that would dissuade you, so.
I don't know. I'm a terrible person. what made you guys want to start doing podcasts? I think that's more directed towards me. I had a background in radio. I just wanted to do them.
You just drug me into it.
Yeah, so. No, you kind of got thrown to the wolves. Like,
I did my first podcast in my pajamas with wet hair.
Is that true?
Yeah.
The episode of...
When we were in Dallas.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that.
That was
the first
episode. Yeah, so we came back from a convention and I had taken a shower and was in my pajamas and walked down to y'all's hotel room.
We were all tipsy.
And I don't think I was.
I thought we all had drinks at Medieval Times that night.
I think I probably had one.
Okay, I was drunk.
Yeah, I was not.
I was...
And you're like, are you ready for this? And I'm like... I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know.
Yeah, no. We had three people sharing two microphones. No, were you guys all sharing one microphone?
I have no idea.
It was a weird time.
I don't remember.
That show sounds like ass now, by the way. I went back and, like, a lot of those early shows, it just sounds like, hey, guys, welcome to the show. It's bad.
I know you said that one of us couldn't speak into the microphone properly, and I think I know which one that was.
Yeah. I also got some weird emails after
that.
Those emails have died down a lot.
I remember you saying that someone was receiving comments.
Yeah, they could, what was it? I could make love to your voice, but
yeah, I was going to say something about someone's sexy voice.
Yeah, I could make love to your sexy voice or something. And I'm like, I knew we were.
But again, you didn't say which of the three of us it was. So,
I mean, I can tell you which one of you it isn't.
So, well, I figured it was not the one that couldn't speak into the microphone.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. I forgot that was your first show because I was like,
yeah, no,
you
that
weren't
was
in your pajamas.
Oh, I was.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I walked around that hotel a lot in my pajamas, apparently.
I forgot that about that. Okay, so that first trip to Dallas.
That was a really nice hotel.
You got to admit, I've done decent about picking
those. Yeah, that was a really nice hotel.
With the exception of our Kansas City hotel, it was kind of gone downhill in the last couple of years. But, like, that's something.
It has a closet.
Huh?
It has a big closet.
With crayon in it. Ours had crayon drawings.
Ours has not in any of the rooms we've stayed in.
Yeah, because you guys stay in the actual just bedroom, not suite rooms. For the first time ever on this trip, we are sharing a suite. This should be interesting. Because we're staying like 20 miles away.
And you don't even know if we're going to have our own bathrooms.
Yes, we do.
We do?
We do. Okay. I did. I went to their website.
Otherwise, all of us are going to be fighting for a bathroom.
At least I'm not doing makeup.
And none of us are cosplaying, so.
I just meant in general, I'm not doing makeup because that could take like an hour. So, but yeah, we've never shared a room.
Yeah.
Me and you have never shared. Mm-mm. Well, that's not true. We did on my bachelor party.
No, well, not really, no.
No, you were out.
Yeah, I did fall asleep. But no, I had my own room.
I forgot that you were with Jess and I was with Zach. And,
we've
never shared a room, but mm-mm. Ashley will be there. So just.
I did fall asleep in your bed for a while, but then
I was the only one awake.
And, yeah.
I was the only one awake at my bachelor party. Everyone else was passed out. And I'm like, I guess I'm just going to watch episodes of Scrubs.
Yeah.
Which I think is the last time I watched that show.
No, the boys and I have also restarted watching that. Zeke doesn't like it.
Boo.
I'm like, oh, Zeke, you're not allowed to say such things.
Boo runs. There was one of the things about doing the shows. I did say in our last episode there was going to be a sports show. The Buzz is going to return. We're going to do more like hardcore-esque topics on The Buzz. I really thought about recording one this week, and I didn't because I wanted to go off after last week's Democrat presidential debate. But I'm saving it, so that'll be soon. I think we're doing it after C2E2 because I've had a lot of prepping to do because of the book release and going to now, and I'm like, I don't have any free time.
I found out, oddly, that my kids have very strong political opinions, which I don't really talk about politics in my house. And one of them differs from mine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did they have to be kicked out? Like,
well, I made him start watching John Oliver. Because I feel John Oliver looks at it like things pretty equally.
John Oliver.
In a very, like, pretty honest way.
His episode not this last one, but the one before, and I can't think what the topic was off the top of my head, but I think it was Medicare for All, was so good.
And I think to like win him over, I made him go back and watch the one about the Weather Channel.
Out of all the ones to watch.
Because one of my children feels very strongly about the Weather Channel, so.
Like,
anyway.
Is it like the greatest television network ever? Or?
Well, as a child, it was his favorite channel.
That was mine too.
Like,
I
as a very
tell.
Small child. So anyway, afterwards, he was like, oh, so this guy doesn't just talk about politics? And I'm like, well, it ties in. But no, actually, he doesn't. He doesn't just talk about politics at all.
There's some weeks he talks about science. There's some weeks he talks about the internet.
Yeah. No, I really like John Oliver because I really do feel that he looks at things that as it is.
I still think the best one's the net neutrality one. That one's really
I really
good.
Like that one. I really like the smoking one.
Stupid Watergate always cracks me up.
I like the one where he talks about the guy that just sues everyone.
Oh, God, that one was funny. That one was funny. And he got sued.
Yeah. I really like that. I love John Oliver because I feel like he's one of the few that is just like really very.
Well, it's like we get like back in what? 2004, most people got their news from The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Because Jon Stewart was such a great way, like his delivery. Like I like Trevor Noah. Don't like him as much as I like Jon Stewart. Yeah. But Jon Stewart's delivery was so good.
Yeah.
And like, especially like when you do a political story and there's Jon Stewart like hitting it. Like, I mean, I think the first presidential candidate ever, like that was not on like a late night talk show, went on that show.
Yeah.
I think it was Obama.
Yeah, I think it was too.
So, I mean, that's that helped him.
And the thing is, one of the things that John Oliver's really good about is showing what media is distracting you from.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because there's a lot of things that are happening that we don't always see because media is controlling the news. And there's things that's going on. And so John Oliver's pretty good about bringing attention to things that are happening that we don't notice. So I think that's a pretty good thing.
Did a paper in college about the news media and how it's more about ratings. And they will, like, it'll be twisted just enough to make you tune in.
Yep.
That's why the highest rating shows are news, because it grasps a certain demographic.
Right.
That's over 50. Because they twist the story so much that it fits their narrative. I'm not trying to be a dick. Their narrative more than it would like if you were just to report it straight down the middle. Which there is a great graphic out there that shows who reports it down the middle and who doesn't.
Yeah.
And if you want news that's not biased, I recommend. And I think BBC was on the list of. BBC, AP, and Reuters, and there was like two more.
I don't think any of our countries is really on there anymore, is there? Because like there used to
AP's
be.
AP's here.
Is it?
Yeah, the Associated Press. There's like if Fox News is on the right, like right. Over here on the right, CNN's in the middle towards the left,
right.
And it's like MSNBC's way left. And I'm like, okay, that makes. Like for television news and the 24-hour news network, God bless Turner for that. Ted Turner, because I mean that's a hell of an idea, but I can't do it because I get sad.
Yeah, well, I don't watch the news. I'll read it so I can.
Will watch things as they happen live. I will say that because like if a news story breaks, I'm gonna watch it live.
Yeah,
like if I get a text message or like an alert that like or something's trending crazily on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, oh God, I need to turn on the television. And
right.
Outside that, I'm not going to go out of my way to watch the news.
I tried to explain to Eli what the term yellow journalism meant. And he thought it was fake news. Like, I was like, No, we're just not going to use that. That's not a real thing.
It's fake news.
I was like, no, that's... Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's become a term.
That's a made up thing. We won't use that.
So like we're gonna do more serious shows because that's something I strive to. Other than there'll be some comedy in it, of course, because you can't seriously talk about news and not make fun of it. That's just you can't do it. But in sports as well, because fucking Astros and that story just. But there's gonna be some cool stuff coming. Podcasting like this has become my favorite thing to do now. I don't know what that says, but I actually enjoy this. This is a lot easier for me to do now than it ever has been. Writing has become a struggle.
I think it'll shift around.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of writer's block, but let's see here. The next question is, and I don't know, I don't think this is directed. I think this is directed at me, but like you always seem happy when you're recording. How do you deal with mental health? I don't. I think that's the best answer I can give. How about you? I mean, I am now, but.
Yeah. So, you know, cause we've always both talked about this pretty openly. So I have a diagnosis of generalized anxiety disorder and major depressive disorder. And so generalized anxiety disorder, unfortunately, that doesn't ever go away. But the major depressive disorder, that's cyclic. So right now that's under control. But I have a wonderful primary care provider, and right now I don't need counseling. So right now I'm good.
So things really sucked for the last 3 months for me, and to the point where no one heard from me for like 2 weeks almost. Like, I would just send out one word or two word text, which you know is not me.
Mm-hmm.
I got off social media for a while because I don't know about anyone else, but that does not help.
No, it doesn't.
Like, I can't stand being on, like, there are just days where everybody irritates me on social media. Like, everybody. It's like, fuck, I want to punch somebody in the throat. Like, I won't, because I'm about as dangerous as Flubber, but like, it's just, social media gets to me so much sometimes. And I was like, I gotta step away.
Yeah, I can say I don't enjoy being back. It's very annoying.
I mean, you and Jim's conversations are fun to read.
Yeah, though. I enjoy Jim.
Like, I mean, if you kind of, like, I wish I had just as, like, a small number of people on mine, and that's it. And I don't want to start another one, because
I do have a small number now that I'm back, and that I've already, like, unfollowed several people.
Oh, I've done that.
I only have, like, 60 people.
I started unfollowing people. I'm like, I'm still going to be your friend on here, but I don't want to see your shit.
Yeah, no.
I will say this. There's been a lack of posting lately because of this, because I got to the point. I got to the point where I was sitting on the floor crying, thinking about ending it in the last month. That's how bad things are. It is better now. I got help because I needed it. And I admitted it. For the first time maybe in my life, I admitted I needed help. Because I won't say it. Because I'm like, I was told that being brought up, like, get that, the terrible stigma of depression where you can just pass it off. It's not anything that's, you know what I'm talking about? Like if you do this and this and this, it'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you work out, you eat better, you do this, it'll just magically poof.
It's a state of mind.
That's horseshit.
Make yourself happy.
I mean, they're like, yeah, it'll make you feel better positive. A little bit. Yeah, no, thinking positive. Like, you try, and then it's just like, fuck it. And I got to the point where I was pretty much just over everything. And got help. Like I said last week, the pills make me feel high. I'm on Ambien to sleep, but that's part of that. But I never will forget that question from the doctor. Like, are you sleeping? No. How long have you not been sleeping? Forever? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, everyone who knows me knows I don't sleep. But, yeah. So, I think right now my therapy has been this. Because I always feel... I know for a lot of people, like... I know it sounds weird, but, like, doing stuff like this and just knowing that I get... Like, if one person hears a show and goes, I know how you feel, I'm good. Like,
having a good support system is really important. And I think having friends that have been in similar situations is important, because then there's less pressure to be happy.
Right.
When you...
Or to force to have, like, to yeah. force yourself.
I hate being out in a group of friends when I don't feel like being happy, and having to pretend to be happy. That's very unpleasant. And I think we're really lucky to have a really good group of friends that are understanding, because, you know, I've been there, Katie's been there, but we're also going to be the people that will call you in the middle of the night. Or Katie will call me and to check on you.
Yeah, I remember you texting me that. Like,
yeah.
Or no, you called and told me that.
Yeah.
You've called me more in the last week than I think you have in your entire life, by the way.
You probably are the number one person I talked to on the phone, though. Because I don't like to talk on the phone.
I love it. But see, I don't call anybody anymore.
Yeah, I don't like talking on the phone. So... If I look back at my call history, it's probably you and Katie
You're probably the only two that I talk to on the phone. But we typically text every single day. And I think like what there was like 2 days you didn't text me and I'm like, what's wrong?
Four.
I don't think it got that long.
I think it was close to four.
I don't know that it got that far.
But yeah, no, I didn't talk. I just didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't care. Like I wasn't eating. It got to the point where like I just did a show with Manda and I was like, I just went through the motions and you can listen to the show and like I tried to force it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. And I was sitting there and I'm like, I don't even want to go back in the office and post this. Like, I don't even want to do it.
It's exhausting.
Not because I don't love the show, but it's because it's exhausting. I was dead to the world.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling a lot, thank God, because like new medicine's helping. I have not felt that way. So I'm like, that's a plus.
Mm-hmm.
Moral victory. I'm not sad right now, which is I don't feel depressed. There are moments where I'm like, fuck. But I think that's just life.
Yeah.
Like, had some stress this week, but like, there are just days where, like, I feel now I'm taking more mental health breaks because I feel like I need it.
Yeah.
I did take it at probably the worst time. But like, I couldn't help it. Like, I just stopped functioning.
That's not an optional thing, though, yeah. You know?
Like, that's something I think as a owner of a business now, I'm like, this has to be something I have to put in for people. Like, even if we get to the point where we're big enough, we're like, bam, there's your weekly paycheck.
Which is really sad that, unfortunately, places don't do that. And you, for the majority, are not thought of as a person.
Yeah, because like people still have that terrible stigma on mental health for some reason, and I don't get it.
Well, and it's even the same with physical illness. Like they don't want you there if you're sick, but you can still lose your job if you're sick.
That's true.
So take it a step farther with mental health. It's even worse. But yeah.
I was going to show you a post if I could find it, but now I probably can't find it. Of course, now I can't find it. But yeah, no, like, I just hate when people tell me you can get over it if you do this. You can get over it if you do this and this and this and these four steps. And I was going to show you.
It's been a long time since I've actually went to counseling. There's been some times in between where I really should have, but unfortunately don't have good insurance coverage because that's just the story of America. But during that time, like I saw a psychiatrist too, and he screened me to make sure I wasn't bipolar. And he was like going through questions to see if I was manic. And I'm like, I don't think I've ever been manic in my life. Like, that's just down, like always down, no high, just down. Like if I'm manic, it's probably because like I'm like in that time pre or post migraine, or
oh fuck that time,
or man. Like I have just had a whole bunch of Skittles, like they're
like, it's a sugar high.
Like I wish I could have some manic. Like, is that an option? Can I opt into manic so we can get some laundry done? But, yeah, no, just down.
You know, the worst part about it, and I mean, honestly, is when the chores take a hit. Because, like, I hate that shit. Like, yeah. I hate the fact, like, I just look at my dishes and I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, well, it's like you cannot muster up a single bit of energy or...
In your head. Your head's telling you need just to do like, this.
It's just like, no. Like, I can't pull my cover back. I can't move.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, okay.
I think so. Did you ever get around to watching I cannot think of it. The show on HBO with Zendaya.
I have not yet.
What's it called though?
This is my
starts
job.
With an E.
I know which one you're talking about though.
Why can't I think of it? Like I can see it in my head.
It's because it's early in the morning. For a statement to that, but nothing. It's because it's early.
I can see it in my head.
Euphoria.
Yes. So there's the scene in it because she's a manic depressant, And she has a moment where she's on a down slide and like she's basically like barricaded herself in a room and she's like watching like reality TV and she has to pee so bad, but she can't like bring herself to get out of bed. And she's just laying there for hours and hours and hours and she just cannot bring herself to move.
I feel that.
And sometimes she ends up getting like such a terrible kidney infection. And all I can think about is like, yeah, I get you. Like, I understand that. So mental health is a really difficult thing. I think it depends on what state of mind you're in at the moment and how that we've both dealt with it. Because I think it depends on how dire it is. Because you have to actually have a grasp on it to realize that, hey, I need to do something, or you're just going to lay there.
It's kind of what happened. Like, I got to the point, like, we got back from Houston, and I don't know if it was just, like, I was depressed before that. Like, this is one of those situations that I've never experienced before where I go into something and I'm just looking, hating the world and just don't want to be there. But I was able to pick myself up for, like, 2 days. And then as soon as we were on our way home, like, halfway home, like, that just wore off.
Yeah.
Like, I hit a wall again. I'm like, God.
I think sometimes change of scenery helps.
Yeah,
get you out of the place where you feel trapped.
I feel that a lot, a lot. Not because I'm married. Probably should stick that out there, no. but just in general, like, because I'm not able to get out much, and it does suck sometimes. Like,
yeah,
like that's one reason why we schedule some trips. Like, all right, here's a concert this weekend. Who is it? Nickelback. Well, fuck. Let's just go ahead and go. Like, I mean. It is one of the, like, you need to, I know that I the doctor even, like, you need to get out of your house more. I was like, no shit.
Yeah. when I worked in family practice, I'd have a lot of patients who would come in really discouraged, you know, struggling with depression or anxiety, particularly younger people. Not that older people did not, but it was the younger people that I would spend a lot more time with because a lot of times they felt very alone. And so I would spend a lot of time with them because if they felt that a medical professional had gone through the same thing, was going through the same thing, would eventually be back going through the same thing, and would also reach out for help because sometimes picking up the phone call, making the appointment, showing up for the appointment. Sometimes that's the hardest part.
Yep.
And
I fought
having
to
tell someone that you need help is very, very hard. And so I would sit a lot of times in the rooms with patients. And I made a lot of really good connections with patients because of that. And I have no problem ever telling any of my patients that I was there in the same place as they were. Or that, you know, because at the time, I mean, the primary care provider that I worked for is the person who currently manages my medications. And I think that helps them too, knowing that the person that they are seeing is a person that I trust to take care of me.
Yeah, I actually broke down in the doctor's office because it's like, I didn't expect that to happen. So it, like I said, I finally got help, which is the first time in a long time I've been like, I know I need it. I feel it's weird now. Like, it's just weird because I'm still getting adjusted and
it takes a while.
Yeah. She said it would take 3 to 4 weeks before, like, I was supposed to have an appointment on the 3rd. Like, damn it. But because we get back on the 2nd.
And it's really frustrating because sometimes the first medicine doesn't work and the second medicine doesn't work and the third medicine doesn't work.
Yeah, you have to take like 4 or 5. I got lucky, I think, because it
is working.
Yeah. I don't know if it will forever, but right now, like, I am like, I don't feel it.
I won't say which one since I talk about my kids a lot, but one of my kids takes medicines for anxiety as well. And he had to have his medicine adjusted once, but his first medicine worked, and he's been on it for several years now.
I will say this. Hey, let's make medicine cheaper. Fuck.
Yeah.
I think we need to talk about some happy shit now.
Probably. But whoever asked, if you're struggling with this, you're not alone. And
I don't think we've ever talked about that. Like, I know we have, but I don't think we've ever really
went into
talked
depth.
About yeah. that. Do you like hot dogs?
I do not.
I didn't think you did. I didn't think you would eat a Chicago dog. I was just asking because Brody's like, will you eat a Chicago dog? I'm like, I know I will. I don't know if anyone else
on occasion when we have hot dogs at home, like for chili dogs or whatever, I buy 100% turkey.
Oh, but they're 100% beef though in Chicago.
Does that make it a little? I trust it.
I will. Well, I mean, like, if I'm gonna do a hot dog, if I'm gonna do a hot dog, it's either a Portillo's or it's. Which, by the way, I can tell you now, like, I'm excited about the convention. I'm excited about the extracurriculars. There's nothing more effing exciting about going for our food on this trip. Like,
it sounds like a lot of heartburn.
Well, the milk cake or the chocolate cake shake? No. That just sounds good.
Well, I always like shakes.
Oh, that shake is so... That shake is better than sex.
I take it back. I did leave my house once over the weekend, and that was to drive to Sonic to get a milkshake.
What flavor?
Because Jesse would not. Chocolate.
Yeah. I mean...
It's Sonic. They don't have any good, like, special flavors, and Dairy Queen here is closed on Sundays.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
F in hell. It's not worth going to Jonesboro for Dairy Queen.
No, that's especially when you're sick.
That's a 20-minute drive. No. I wanted wings so bad the other night. Oh, before we get into this... I've had two of the most horrible fast food stories I have ever had this, like, last week. Two weeks ago. So, one night, Ashley is working at her other job, and the fire alarm was going off for, like, 12 hours straight.
There?
Yeah. So, she had a migraine, and she's like, I told her, I'm like, I'll make your day better. How about we order a pizza? Yay! And we ordered that new Pizza Hut pizza that has, like, the mozzarella bites on it.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most disgusting piece of shit I've ever had. So we order it. And, like, on the commercial, it shows, like, the bites are on the crust.
Yeah.
No, they're on the pizza itself. And they're so damn soggy. It's like eating a wet napkin. it's like eating a wet napkin with some Italian seasoning. It's
so it's
bad.
Basically, like... stuffed crust, but it's like pinched together.
Do you like Sonic mozzarella sticks?
Sometimes it depends on how they're, like, if they end up being cooked okay, if they're real fresh.
Yeah, these weren't. It was like if you take the frozen mozzarella sticks from, like, the Dollar Tree.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, hey, I wonder what this would be like on a frozen pizza. Pop. But you don't cook them enough.
Yeah.
And they're just soggy. And it was the most disgusting piece of shit I have ever ordered in my life. It was like $16 too. And because my wife doesn't eat pork, we always have to end up with two pizzas. Because I don't like beef, because I have this, like, weird thing about pizza beef and, like, the pizza places, because it always is, like, somewhat minty to me. Like, it tastes minty to me.
That's weird.
So one seasoning fucks with me. I just don't know what it is yet. And... I'm not the biggest Pizza Hut fan. I like their sauce, so just pissed at this pizza. Then we go to Wendy's one night because the wife wants chicken nugs. Not going to just... I'm like, I'm going to get a spicy chicken. I take a bite of the chicken. It's just breading.
That's weird.
No chicken, just breading. Just fried breading.
That's really weird.
I was so mad. I took a picture of it and called out Wendy's on Twitter, which is probably the most gutsy thing I've ever done in my life. And I got a coupon. So, hey! And I will use that on some spicy nugs eventually. But damn, Pizza Hut refunded my money.
Good.
But I was like, that was the shittiest thing I've ever put in my mouth. And that says a lot, because I've put some weird shit in my mouth. Don't email me. Please.
We've ate some weird stuff on the show.
Yeah.
We can just, you should have just left it at that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to.
We drank Glog.
Someone sent a message that when we ever start doing video, for me to do a Carolina Reaper.
I don't know what that is.
It is one of the world's hottest peppers.
Oh, no, thank you.
And I said, I will do it. But someone has to do it with me, and I think I know who I want to do it with me. So video coming in the fall. Of who will be eating a Carolina Reaper with me at Riot Fest. That's all I'm saying. Unless I can get a celebrity to do it with me, then I'm all about that. But yeah, no, food. So like my food experience lately has been shit. Has been shit. But this weekend, we're going to get good food. And I'm all excited for it. Like, I know medieval times food is always great. Like, there's never a bad medieval times experience. Like, Chicago's bigger, by the way, than Dallas is. Like, the venue itself is bigger. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited about the food. That's 90% of why I'm excited right now. But let's talk about C2E2. This is your first time in Chicago, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, my God. We have to go to the Bean.
Yes. My child is very determined that we go to the Bean.
I wish it was the put a dildo on a bean weekend because I totally do that.
I told Zink about that.
The live stream of that video is so damn funny.
It's ridiculous.
Oh my God, it's so funny. I do like C2E2's website, by the way.
I'm nervous about the venue. I really got very comfortable with Kansas City. Even though sometimes I would get lost by going down the wrong escalator, but...
Oh, that's Kansas City's convention center is so confusing at times.
It's like you go down like one wrong one, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know where I'm at. But I mean, I got really comfortable with it, and because we went 3 years.
Yeah, we've gone 3 years, so this is our first year not going.
Yeah.
Because
I'm a little sad.
Well, it was like I feel like 3 years is a good time, and then take like a year break from it, and then. Because we kind of do the same, like, I don't want to do the same convention every year and kind of get, we have to keep it fresh somehow for the readers.
Like, I know.
And for me, because I'll get bored and I'm like,
it just was kind of starting to feel a little bit like home.
That is home for me. I'm always feeling that way every time we go. We are not going to not go to Kansas City at some point this year, though, for something. So I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I have some thoughts. But... Yeah, this weekend, so we're going to Chicago, Sharon's first time. I'm excited for you to try that shake. Like that's going to be, like, that might be a video reaction. Like, that's great. Because that's probably all my wife's eating. You know how she is about sweets. She is.
There's a lot of foods that she doesn't care for.
Yeah, she loves that. And she loves that Portillo's place. So, I mean, like, that kind of, she got a burger. It was bigger than her head. Like, all right, well. Yeah, good deal. Good deal. There's going to be a lot of experiences for the first time. One, our first convention in Chicago. This is one of the biggest cons in the world. I think it's probably number three now. Three or four. But, yeah, there's a lot of... let's see. I'm not going to talk about the wrestling stuff until later. Of course, George Takei is going to be there. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Ruffalo, who played the Incredible Hulk in the new Avengers. The entire group of Critical Role... Which is Geek and... Oh, is that right? Is it a Geek and Sundry show?
I have no idea.
They play D&D. That's all they do. It's pretty cool. Like, they just game and play D&D. The cast of The Boys?
Two of the primary characters, actors. Mm-hmm.
Part of the Umbrella Academy.
Mm-hmm. Two of the main actors in there, too.
I want to say almost the entire cast of Ruby, but or half the cast of Ruby, which is one of the only few. I mean, it's an American anime. I enjoy that show. Of course, comic creators, which there's so many. And I feel like going into a list of comic creators on a show would be here all day because I think it goes on for 4 pages.
Yeah, it's really long.
So if you like comic books this year, whew, there's some great artists, though. Oh, my goodness. I've seen some great photos of, like, artwork this year. And I'm like, all right, I normally don't go into a convention knowing I'm going to spend money, but I'm going into this convention knowing I'm probably going to spend some money. That makes me sad a little bit, but My Hero Academia cast, which I know nothing of that show.
Jesse's a big fan of it.
So is Ashley. Like, mm-hmm. she talked about going to the panel, but she's like, eh. There's some gaming guests, but I don't know what they're from. This site. I love this site, but it takes forever to load. Neil Adams is going to be there. I did see that dude. We will always be the squirrel cookie people to him. Remember that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We were at Little Rock.
Yeah.
And Ashley handed him a squirrel cookie. And the next day, he yells at us and goes, hey, you guys are the squirrel cookies.
Yeah.
And we saw him at another convention. I think it was Kansas City. I think you weren't there yet. I think it was when Ashley and I went up there on a Friday early. And he recognized us as the squirrel cookie people. And that's even asked great. Us if we had some then, too. And I'm like, well, let us bring them here. Like, I knew Little Rock, we could get away with it, but not here. And then, of course, Booths. And I sent you the map.
Mm-hmm. It's a large place.
That's intimidating for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure I'm getting lost. There are a lot of big stuff. Like, we have no idea what we're going into. Like,
we should add each other on Find My Phone so we could, like, ding each other.
Yeah, because one upside about me having an iPhone now is, like, we can do that. Yeah. Because there's a lot of people going to be there. And I know that this is different. And us never going, we don't know what to expect.
And we don't know how it's marked out. That, again, I hate to go back to Kansas City, but they had things pretty well marked.
They have them on the ceiling.
Do they?
They have the banners. I watched someone walk around the floor.
Good. because navigation is important, especially when you lose a party member.
So. Yes. David Yost from the Power Rangers. He is the former Blue Ranger. Ivy Doomkitty, who's one of my favorite cosplayers, who's she was a one of the Heroes of Cosplay judges on Sci-Fi. So, or one of the judges on that show and was part of Heroes of Cosplay. There was a reality show that she was on Sci-Fi. So let's talk about the elephant in the room, because one of the perks that I got for this is, like, because we've been there for wrestling and they were like, do you want to cover the pay-per-view? And I'm like, oh God, yes. Not knowing, because we thought, oh, because I think at the time I didn't know your husband wasn't going. And I was like, is Jesse, I think I texted you and like, is Jesse going? And then when you said no, like, would you want to go? And you were like, I'm up for whatever. And I go, this should be entertaining as fuck. So we're taking you to a pay-per-view. I'm sorry. There will be pyro. There is a live band playing someone to the ring who's a rock band.
Okay.
Well, no, I don't know. Like, I know we took you to see famous dick wrestler Joey Ryan. That's a story. I know we talked about that on live before, and that photo is still floating out there, which I think is still on my Facebook or on our website Facebook page if you want to see a picture of what a reaction is of normal people seeing somebody get flipped by a dick.
Confusion.
But we are going to be, she's going to see All Elite Wrestling, and they've got a huge panel and a huge, like, meet and greet all weekend long, and I'm actually going to do one of the meet and greets. That's awesome. On Sunday. And they've got, I told you they have a trans wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
She is now the women's champion, and every time I see a trans phone about Twitter, I block them. Fucking asshole. I'm done. Like, I'm like, I don't give a shit. I don't want you being a fan of mine. Block.
Yeah.
Like, fuck people. So they're doing a huge show at the Wind Trust. So that should be, which is just a block away from where we are, by the way.
That's awesome.
So not a lot of walking. I don't know what to expect. I really don't. I think this weekend's going to be insane, is what I think.
Probably.
I think it's going to be a lot of walking. I think this is Dallas. I think this is going to be like your first year at Dallas. I don't get overwhelmed at conventions, and even I'm worried about getting overwhelmed.
I don't think Dallas walking was bad.
That 1 year was pretty rough.
I don't think it was that bad.
The year where we couldn't move?
That was not much walking.
No, but I think it's going to be like that. Like, I think
that was more like the need to, like, physically fight off people.
It was because they announced they had, like, some sort of conflict of interest.
They had The Walking Dead.
And they had to leave. Like, they could only do a day.
They were scheduled to be there for, what, like, 3 days? But they were also scheduled to be there at the Talking Dead the same day? Yeah,
on Sunday. And so they had to cancel, like...
Oh, my gosh. It was terrible.
And they put all of them on one day. And you're just kind of just, oh, my God. Like, you'd move and you'd just... move and you'd hit somebody.
Well, it's like you tried to step into a booth to look at something and then you were just stuck there for the next like 2 hours because you couldn't get back out into
got
the
stream. Got
to know
a lot of booth vendors that day, yeah. though. Like, that was cool.
Nobody could get in or out of the booths. It was bad.
I'm excited for artwork because there's a lot of new artists we've never seen. I think that's something that... The one good thing about going to different conventions is we're going to see new stuff. And yeah. that makes me happy because I hate going to the conventions and knowing exactly where mm-hmm. everyone's going to be.
Right.
Kansas City's not like that, thank the Lord. Dallas is not like that, thank the Lord. But like the smaller conventions, which is one reason we've quit covering smaller cons, is because they're always the same, mm-hmm. at least in our area. They may not be everywhere else, but...
And we may do a couple of those here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, we might go back. Yeah. But like that one year, but like every convention that you can even tell where the booth's going to be. Like, hey, I know where that booth is. I know where that booth's going to be. That becomes very boring. And it's always, and don't take this personally for the cosplayers, because I love cosplayer costumes, but a lot of them do the same costume around.
Right.
Like, when there's smaller cons, you can get away with that. Can't do that at the big cons. You have to do different costumes. And I learned that the hard way during Kansas City. Because that one couple that did the... did you see the stilts couple?
I don't think so.
There was a dude walking around as Death on Friday, but he was in stilts. And he was like, I can't do this costume again now. Because he showed it off, and Friday at cons doesn't have big crowds usually.
Yeah.
Sundays at conventions don't have big crowds usually. Saturdays do.
Right.
So, but they came back the next day and was something else. But yeah, like I'm excited to see cosplay in Chicago. I'm ready to see is Chicago the best convention for cosplay? I know Brody took a ton of photos last year. The Powdered Toast Man is still my favorite one. But like, we don't know what to expect there.
Right.
I'm excited. I'm effing nervous because I have never done this big of a convention. I don't know if you feel the same way, but...
I don't know what to expect, so...
I just know it's big.
Yeah.
Like, the map is intimidating to me. But we will have a bunch of stuff coming next week. Cosplay photos, articles, of course, probably an episode of Live where we find out our reactions. And was going to record it in Chicago, and then everything just kind of went, bah! And I was like, well, we'll wait till we get home. Because this, like I said, this week's been insanely crazy of stuff. So I'm ready though. First con of the year, first con in over a year.
Yeah.
It'll be nice. And then I know we are covering Fan Expo this year. You won't be there, but Ashley and I are going, and we're taking her mother to see the Scream cast because she's the biggest Scream fan I know. I mean, out of all the movies in the world, why the fuck not? And she wants to meet Matthew Lillard.
Okay.
Who I can't see as anyone else but Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. I don't know about you, but I like that guy. He follows us on Twitter. and then after that, we're going to be doing some concerts. I know there's some big ones coming up. I know we're doing Riot Fest in the fall. Just because somebody wants to see My Chemical Romance, I don't know. I know we're going to Goo Goo Dolls. So I'm pretty... I'm pretty excited mm-hmm. about that. It's Goo Goo Dolls. I don't remember who's opening for
Lifehouse,
which I'm not excited about at all.
I like Lifehouse.
So does everyone else. I just...
Mm-hmm. Well, I like the earlier stuff. I don't know about the later stuff.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on this year we're trying to do, and new stuff, and trying to keep things fresh, and it's the 10-year anniversary of the web. I can't believe that. I haven't talked about that yet, have I?
I don't think you have on a podcast.
This is the 10th year, and holy crap! I don't know how to feel about that. Like, I don't know what to say. I can't believe this... I sent you a photo of something that I'm thinking about doing, and I was like, yes or no, and you were like, neutral. God damn it, Sharon. So there's a reason for that photo, but that's like the, it's a more colorful layout of what it was originally. And I was like, I think that would be kind of cool to do this year, just for the year. And I don't know. I was thinking about, like, it's kind of a weird, I can't believe I've been doing this for 10 fucking years thing. But yeah. And I mean, you've now been part of it for
four.
Mm-hmm. I almost said five.
No, four since 2016.
Yeah, because, see, going with you to conventions is fun.
Well, thank you.
Because we never know what to expect with you. We also didn't know if you were having fun that first year. Because we were, okay, so we're not around you for like half of that trip, like that first day, right? Like, because we were in Dallas, you and Ashley's mom were just, you guys went off.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley and I were like, well, we'll go off too. We'll see what we can find. And like, but like, we found you sporadically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just randomly like, oh, because we made sure to make Ashley's mom wear the most colorful fucking outfit we could find because we could find you easier. Still should have someone get a tattoo on the floor. There's an arcade at C2E2, 750 machines.
Which sounds like a lot until you consider how many people are going
to
be there.
Yeah, it's... I'm hoping to play Galaga once this weekend.
Okay, well, you fought your way in there.
For Galaga, I might shake somebody.
And then you get to play one round and people will kick you out.
And I get the high score and I'm done. I mean, that would be pretty awesome.
We need to find a draftcade.
There are two of them, like something like it. And there's one by our hotel.
Well, there you go.
I've been doing a lot of research about
that. Where. Sounds better.
I've been doing a lot of research because we're over by medieval times too. Because I'm like, I don't want downtown Chicago hotels. What the hell's up with the deposits? Why do I need to put a deposit down on a room and then pay for the room when I get there? What the fuck is that shit? Like, that's insane to me. Like, I mean, I'm cool with paying with a room for a room up front. That doesn't bother me. But paying a deposit, then paying for the room when I get there, and then getting the deposit back like 3 weeks later is stupid.
That's, yeah.
Like, I get doing the incidental. That's fine. I get that. I understand that every hotel is going to do that. Like, I mean, at least we have a hotel this time that has breakfast. Ours in Houston didn't. But it did have a Starbucks in it, so. Yeah. So at least we got good coffee. Because, you know, some of that hotel coffee sucks.
Yeah, that's why Jesse has, like, a little Keurig.
We have one, too, now! And we thought we were going to bring it. I got to remember to buy some pods tonight so we can have those, because... Yeah, no, like, I don't know. I don't even know where I was going with this. But yeah, I really have no idea where I was going with this now. I lost my train of thought.
Deposits.
Oh, yeah, no. Fuck the deposits on hotels. It's dumb. So we decided to say 20 minutes away. Now we're like by medieval times and it's like within like a 2-minute drive to our hotel.
And a block from the wrestling event. Right? Is that what
Not
you
our
said?
Hotel. The convention.
Oh, the convention.
Yeah. So we're at the convention all day. So that Saturday is gonna be a long day there, but I'm pretty excited for this one. I do wish things would have been different, but 6-1, life is life. Brody's there. I'm gonna meet Brody for the first time. We're probably gonna get it on in a bathroom.
Okay. You want us to stand outside the door?
I want someone to be like, "All right, we're just gonna hear the noises." Yes, yes. He'll kill me. He was supposed to be doing the show with us, by the way, and he could not make it today. Yeah. That's why I went, Brody can help with the C2E2 preview. Brody can't do the show. Fuck. Because I was like, you and Brody on the same show would be interesting. And I was kind of excited about that idea. Because you two have never met. And we got to get you two on our show eventually. But I think that's going to wrap up this edition of Live, everybody. Is there anything you would like to add?
I don't guess so. I don't know what to expect going into this.
I got the fucking giggles from the way you said that.
I don't know what to expect going into this. So.
I mean, we'll have a lot to talk about afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see your... Okay, so four things. I'm excited to see your reaction to the food, because if you don't like Portillo's, we're going to have a long discussion. Number two, it's always great when... Look, food is 90% of the reason I have trips. Medieval Times is always a hoot. We'll probably all have a drink. Life will be good. Three, a wrestling show for me, which is exciting. But actually taking two of my favorite people in the world to go with us is like, I'm excited for, even though I know you have no idea what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, none.
I could try to explain it to you, but we are in a car for like 6 hours, so that works. And
I'm going to take over the whole back seat. I hope you're prepared.
I don't give a shit.
Bring in a blanket.
We have a blanket in the back seat.
I've got a... It's Ravenclaw blue.
Fuck
Ravenclaw
you.
Blue.
Fuck you.
Have a backpack with snacks.
I'm excited to get some car stickers.
Oh, yeah. Y'all need to fix your car.
Yeah, we don't have any stickers. Like, yeah. It's hard for us to find our car now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard for us to find the car now because, like, we had all those awesome stickers on the one car, and mm-hmm. then the deer fucked everything up. Yeah. And now they're like...
Do I bring games, or is our trip too short for games now?
You can still bring games. By the way, the creators of Cards Against Humanity are there.
Cool.
They have a whole table, a whole booth, and they have a new game. Don't know what it is, but they have a new game. Mm. There's a lot of board games going to be there. That's something
I do like them. Like, in general, anytime they put out any statement.
Yeah, that's something we've never seen. We've never seen them at a convention. No. We've never seen board... Like, there are a few here and there, but we've never seen board game booths.
Yeah. Well, we've met the T-Turtle people. They have a game. Because we bought it.
But, like...
The Unstable Unicorns, because the boys and I play that.
That's fun. But, like, outside maybe, what, two or three, maybe the entire run of our conventions?
Yeah.
We've never been to it. I think this is going to be
We've seen some
experience.
Games that don't really, like, work. Like, we're like, sounds cool, but, meh.
I need to get a 30-sided or 20-sided die. I don't have any. We need to make that D&D thing happen.
Yeah.
We just got to have everybody to play. That's the problem right now. Like, you know, I'm always available, but like outside me and you, that's it. Like,
the boys really want to play.
Okay. Well, then we got four.
Yeah.
That's probably enough.
Yeah. The boys really want to play. Jesse won't play with us.
I won't.
He says it'll take too long.
I mean, it could.
I'm like, we'll just set it up someplace and come back to it later.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, we have the desk over there.
And he's like, no, I don't really want to, but he can set it at a computer all day on a Saturday and play Warcraft.
Throw that shade. Throw it.
He's like, no, I get up and walk around some. I'm like, ugh.
Drop that tea. Like, do I have to be the stereotypical D&D player? Like, do I have to have some Doritos and like a fucking Mountain Dew and just chug it out of the bottle?
Do you like Mountain Dew?
It's the, oh, since this whole medicine thing, guess what does not taste good to me anymore?
You don't like Pepsi?
No.
That's sad.
I had some when I started it, and I'm like, oh, this tastes fine. And I drank one and it just tasted flat and nasty to me. And now it's been that way every time. I was like, maybe it was just that Pepsi, because that can happen. Mm. But it's been every Pepsi I've had. And I'm like, the only soda I can taste now is Mountain Dew. And I'm
gross.
Like, this is fucked up. But guess what? I'm not doing a lot of now.
Not drinking soda.
I have a Mountain Dew bottle just in case I want like a snack. Like if I eat potato chips or something, like or popcorn, like I want a soda for that. It's the only time I drink soda now.
Well, that's good, I guess.
So I'm getting somewhat healthier. I'm going to try to drink a Pepsi this weekend, but I haven't drank since I've been on this medicine either. This weekend should be fun. Because I'm down in like a 32-ounce of beer.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Everybody, if you if I get arrested, there'll be a GoFundMe to bail me. No one will be able to. All right, everybody. That's going to wrap up this show. C2E2 this weekend. If you're going, I hope you enjoy it. We will have the entire recap in written and audio form next week. I don't know what all is going to happen. probably by the end of it, we're all going to hate each other. We've never
not likely.
It's college.
Not likely.
We're sharing a living room. So that'll be an interesting experience. So everybody, until next week, for Sharon.
Bye, everyone.
We will hear. We'll. I guess we'll see you, but you'll hear us. So your ear holes. Download us. If you do download us on Apple or anywhere you listen to our podcast, leave us a comment. Throw us to 5 stars. Do whatever you want to do. It's your life. All right. We'll see you next time, everybody. And we're going to end the show like we do every other show with Torgo. You know what to do, sir. Take us home tonight.
You cannot stay. The master would not approve.